So this is a question I asked the previous set also. One of the duties of the LSB is to make sure that that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner. So my question is, what would such a policy look like to you? That is, what policy would you approve for making programming decisions? And what would the role of the KPFA's program director be in programming decisions? So please say your name and your response.
Yeah, Jim Weber.
There's a lot to the question, and it goes back to the distrust the station has for the listeners, which is ridiculous. And so listeners pay the bills, and they love the station, so why should they distrust them? But the station's been under attack for decades by people that wanted to take over KPFA. And it turned out that the creation of the board was an open door for people to get on the board by lying about who they were, what they believed, and what their intentions were, and get on the board. So we have plenty of people that have been on the board who hate democracy, hate free speech, and love violence. And there has been violence and a lot of hate speech on the board over the years that I've been watching it. And Dan was talking about that in his letter that he had posted, and somebody took that letter off the internet, which I think would be interesting to know who's censoring the national interim executive director.
Jim, I asked what a good policy for making programming decisions.
Well, first you have to start with a board with a station that has a program manager. A competent program manager, a general manager that works together with the program manager, and then the two of them are connected with the local, with the community advisory board, who has to give input from the listeners about things that they desire and want. And I think that would work, but it's never been tried. There's always been an isolation, and how it's going to happen, I'm not sure, but it has to happen, because that's one of the charges that the board has, is to make a more democratic relationship between the station and the listening public.
My turn? Same question? So my name's Warren Marr. Actually, I feel that the board should set a vision for programming, but we should not micromanage programming decisions. So I feel like we should hire a progressive professional journalist to be program director. We should hire a professional progressive general manager, and we should leave the programming to them to work with the staff and to work with some of the committees on it, but we should not micromanage programs. So I'm not sure what your question on policy means. If we don't make the decisions on programming, what are the policy decisions we make?
Visions. How would a community member bring a program to the air of KPFA? What would the procedure be for introducing a new program on KPFA?
I'm not sure. I think it's hard for someone from the community, because who's the community? You know, we have a very wide range of community, and actually we don't have enough, you know, different voices out there from various community right now. So a lot of people have ideas of what they want in programming, but I don't think that they could just, it's not that easy just to bring it up. I think that they have to go through some of the staff processes to do it right now.
So the question is, what does that process look like? Suppose you are one of these voices that is not on the air. What is the procedure for getting onto the air with the program at KPFA?
Well, I actually don't think that I'm not familiar with what the procedure is now, so I would have to look at it, what it is now, and see if it should change. I'm not sure if it should change, because I don't know what it is now.
Okay.
This is a follow. This is Henry Knorr, and my question is a follow up to the last one. It's striking to me that it seems to me that you're both articulating a model which has a certain logic to it, but it's actually very different from what has been the practice and what is the spirit of the bylaws. And the resolution previously adopted about the role of the program council. Program council is a body that's evolved over 35 or so years as a vehicle for representing different constituencies, different parts of the KPFA community that has in recent years played a regular role in evaluating existing programming and proposals for new programs and proposals for special programming. And the LSB, which is under the bylaws, the body that sets policy about to establish a fair, respectful, collaborative procedure, reaffirmed the powers of the program council to be a part of that process. And yet it seems to me that both of your answers really didn't mention that. So if you were on the LSB, would you propose a resolution that would strip the program council of its powers and say that the program director and the general manager should be the ones who make programming decisions in consultation with the community? And if so, could you be more specific about how that consultation with the community would happen?
Since he went first, I'll go. So this is my understanding. Who does the FCC hold responsible for the programming? The general manager. If somebody says F you on the air, who do they find? Who do they call? Which happened, right? Which happened, as I understand it, three times on one program. Not once, but three times. And KBFA got dinged for it, like a question of a couple of tens of thousands or possibly tens of thousands of dollars, right? Do I like that rule? No. Do I like the FCC? No. So the bottom line is, my understanding of the program council is it functions, but it's an advisory. It has advisory powers only because of that ruling. Unless you change it with the FCC, who's responsible? The staff is responsible. That's who, if they take away the license, that's who they go after, and that's who they hold personally accountable. Tell me if it's different.
Actually, the program council could have a good program manager or whatever they call it on there. They're professionals that know how to do this. But there has been so much distrust in the station for a long time that it's been hard to get the programmers together with the manager and arrive at things. So thing is really broken now, and if we can, and the only thing that would fix it is if we were able to get the listeners connected to the station, because there's so much fear in the station now that, and if Ed will disappear, if they discover that listeners are their allies, they're not trying to change anything. They want to improve it because they like the station. But the board should have no business in controlling who the program manager is. The program manager and the general manager are the ones who should arrive at decisions on what the program is going to be and the schedules and all that stuff. The board should be out of that. They can oversee it in different ways. But right now there's a big attempt by certain board members to micromanage what's going on in the station. And that has to stop. Because we can't survive if the board figures that there are bullies that can push everybody around, and there are people on the board that believe that.
Yeah, the other day I heard on the radio that the slogan for KPFA is a radio for peace. Don't you think that that slogan goes against the anti-imperialist fighters in the Middle East and anywhere in the world? Because actually, pacifism is a
a defense of the status quo. And peace is not an option. There's an empire, and there's a struggle against the empire, and calling for peace actually is being on the other side of the anti-imperialist fighters. So what's your position on that?
Well, my position started in World War II, and I was a combat veteran in World War II. And I've dealt with that every day of my life since. And I'm convinced that nobody has any right to take anyone else's life. All war is false. It's organized cruelty. And every war is started with tricks and ways of, you know, mass production and stuff like weapons of mass production and things like that. Lies to get people to accept the war. And now we got all these young people dying and coming back crippled and with defective minds in Iraq when we shouldn't have been over there in the first place. Now, you can't just say, well, we got a lot of imperialists in the world. We got to arm ourselves to protect ourselves from them. It doesn't work that way. We got to be an example of a country that has some compassion and cares what happens to other people. And we don't. Right now, everybody fears us. And we're so busy stealing other people's oil and their wealth, nobody trusts us anymore. So how do you stop it? And why wouldn't you want peace? Because peace is the only answer. There's no solution to war. Killing is never an option. And you should never accept it. And the only thing that makes sense is peace. And everybody should say, I believe in peace every day of their lives and stop this madness from continuing.
Well, you know, it's very easy for us to sit here in the comfort of Berkeley and talk about armed struggle or anti-imperialism or whatever. Our country is at war right now, and a very unfair war, being the aggressors. So I think that we need the broadest possible anti-war movement. If there's pacifists involved, I'm fine with that. I happen not to be one of them, but I'm fine with it. Because for me, an American who's a pacifist is a good thing. You know? We are not sitting in the Middle East. We're not on the receiving end. Okay? So if you want to go do the armed struggle thing, head on.
Henry Norgan, right now KPFA has no vehicle through which activists can have a demonstration or a rally or a march announced on the air unless they're a 501c3 and they submit their material at least 3 weeks in advance, and the website says with preference given to people who submit it 5 to 7 weeks in advance. In my experience as an activist, that doesn't work. For instance, when I was involved in organizing a demonstration against the Military Commissions Act last September when it was before Congress, we didn't have 3 weeks. We couldn't get on the air on KPFA. Things like the Berkeley Broadway Singers have no problem getting their card on the, which I heard tonight on the air. Last month, LSB, I submitted a resolution that asking the interim program director and the interim general manager to create a vehicle through which activists could get rallies, demonstrations announced on the air. Would you consider that resolution micromanagement? And if you do, what would you propose to do about the problem, or do you think the current policy is acceptable?
I wasn't aware of that policy because I know a lot of groups that get announcements on the air. So I think that has to be a reasonable way for people to get their stuff out. If it's a time cutoff, then I think people have to deal with it. But I've heard a lot of announcements on the air for a lot of demonstrations that I don't think they were 501c3.
If you have a buddy, you can get on.
Okay, that was Warren Marr, and the other participant was Jim Weber.